This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. Everyone loves Mint Mobile, and it's time for more Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
If you say a word too much, it doesn't sound like a word anymore. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Did you know Mint Mobile has unlimited talk and text?
Everyone knows Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a three-month plan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows you can save with Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com/distractible. Use distractible. Use the slash distractible. To get this new customer offer, go to MintMobile.com/distractible. That's MintMobile.com/distractible. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for the first 3 months only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
Do you guys ever work on your cars?
If I had one!
It's very satisfying. If you had a cool car, like mine, you could use eBay Motors.
Do you think that I could get the individual parts and then assemble my own car?
Yeah, they do have over 122 million parts. Plus, with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time.
Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's EBAYMOTORS.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Here's a story that's 100% true. And it's about how accounting is a great choice of career. Here's the facts.
With accounting, you'll have flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets, and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community.
Want to start an exciting new chapter? Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom.
Do more. Live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production, with your hosts, Wicked Wade, Marvelous Mark, and Bodacious Bob. This week, the tittering tripartite elucidate one of life's many conundrums, the existence and acts of Stultus Hados. To you or I, that's stupid, kids. Please prepare for snot bubbles of mirth and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Distractable, the podcast where we talk about whatever we want to talk about, whenever we want to talk about it. And that's not the intro. What are we even talking about?
That could be the intro. What's wrong with that intro?
Welcome to Smartless, everyone. Welcome to Smartless.
Welcome to literally any other podcast but our podcast here. We talk about certain subjects, of which I will bring the topic up in a few moments here, but something about points, I literally have forgotten.
You all right, man?
Jesus Christ. We talk about certain subjects, and then we discuss them. And these two fine gentlemen that I'm joined with this week, maybe not next week, we don't know. We might have other people rotating in and out. Are Bob and Wade. How are you guys doing today?
I'm well concerned now. That's not... That's news to me. When I'm the host, you'll always win from here on out, buddy. No worries.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, it sounds good. That's 10 points.
Just don't fire me, please. Don't fire me from your podcast, sir.
My podcast, please. You know, it's got my name on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. If you rearrange the letters of Distractable, you'll get... Trictabla.
Which we all know is Mark's actual name.
Trictabla.
I be disrat.
We know.
Anyway, I'd like to give a shout out to the people that have established the Distractable subreddit. Well, there's only a few hundred people right there right now, but if you are listening to this and want to join the subreddit, you can do so because the people there are already attempting to be funny. So if you can lend your funniness to them and make us laugh at jokes about the things that we talk about on the podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. We won't link it because you're listening to us on a podcast and we can't link anything and you can't click on it. So you got to find it for yourself. Good luck.
Do that thing where you spell it really emphatically. Reddit.com/large. Holy fuck. Reddit.com/large/distractable.
Your mocking of me fell apart at the seams.
Yikes. I shouldn't go for it. I can't do it. I can't do it on purpose when I need to. So why would I be able to do it then? I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The subreddit's on Reddit, right? After that, what I just heard, I'm trying to make sure.
Yeah, it's r/distractable on Reddit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it. Much.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so everyone listening at home, go to Reddit. If you don't know where Reddit is, probably stay away from it because it'll suck you in and it's pretty much not worth it. I have to burp, but it's not burping.
Burp yourself.
Get I can't. How?
Pat, you pat your chest. What do you mean how?
It's not working.
Harder.
It's not working.
Harder.
It's just making more carbonation appear in
harder.
My stomach. How?
What do you mean how? More force.
Get some of the acroics.
Yeah, that'll get
it. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is agony. This is the worst intro to an episode.
You know what you need
had.
To do? You need to jump up and down. That'll help. Jump up and down.
Bob, do you think we should stop letting him win after how horrible this has been?
Yeah, Mark, this is why you never win, because you can't, host to
God,
save your life.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Jump up and down. It'll save your life. Or do some somersaults. Do some somersaults.
This is terrible advice.
What about a cartwheel? I know you can cartwheel.
13.75 jumping jacks.
Oh, God.
It'll come out eventually. I'm just trying to accelerate the process of it coming out.
All right, I'm going to jump up and down, I guess.
Have Amy or someone beat you in the back with a broom.
I can't hear you guys because I took out my headphones.
Good. I'm excited.
Oh, God.
Do it. Yes.
If we hear him vomit, I might actually have to leave for a minute.
It's not helping. It's forcing it down.
Relax. Relax your muscles.
Oh.
Did you relax your muscles while you were doing it? Because that's really...
Oh.
You all right?
You relax your muscles when you're jumping.
Just you had a deep breath and then jump. Only engage your legs. Let your core flop around like a raggedy doll.
Kind of like a fish out of water, the top half, and the bottom half, you're just jumping.
I'm going to not do any of that. No, I actually feel awful.
Can we fix it?
I feel 100% terrible.
All right, well, we help.
Our fault. Yeah.
All right, cool. Anyway, I legitimately feel terrible. Okay.
So, take two of that intro.
All right, take two. Yeah, let's just pick it up from here. This is Distractible, where we talk about conversations. Bob and Wade, would you guys like to know the topic for this week's episode?
Sure.
Yeah, usually.
All right, so the topic is kids are stupid. I really want to touch on ideas and stories from either your childhoods or you witnessing terribly stupid kids, because we all know that kids are dumb. My childhood is filled with horribly terrible decisions that I have made as a child and as almost not a child.
What age limit do we have for kids?
11 and below.
Okay.
Right. Let's get out of teenage years.
Just wanted to be clear.
No teen, no preteen, 11 and below.
It does eliminate a lot of dumb stuff. Apparently, a lot of my dumb behavior was in my teenage years.
If you guys need time to think about it, I can do a little mini story that I have from my childhood.
Yeah, did you have one that inspired this?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I've told you guys how stupid I was multiple times. But I'm focusing on the things where I almost killed other people.
Cool.
Because that is a strangely common thing when you're a child. You just put other children in horribly dangerous situations. Or yourself. It's either you're about to die or some other kid is about to die. So me and my brother, we like to go into the woods a lot. And one time we go out there with a saw because we saw this vine on this tree that we were going to cut down and we were going to swing on it because we love swinging on vines. And so we get out there and we cut down this vine. We unwrap it from the tree and we tug on it a few times. And we're like, yeah, that's sturdy. Yeah, that could definitely hold us up. And this other kid was walking through the woods as well. We knew them because, you know, we often went in the woods together. And there were kids from all the neighborhoods that, like, just wandered the woods. Which nowadays seems weird, but, like, that's just such a cherished childhood that I had. So this kid came over. And what me and my brother saw was a perfect test subject for the vine. And the problem with this vine, or what made it so great, was that it opened up over this kind of ravine. Or as a kid, it looked like a ravine. Probably now it's just a hill. But it looked like a ravine. And at the bottom of this ravine were just a bunch of thorn bushes. So we talked this kid over here, and we're like, hey, check out this vine that we just cut. And I remember the kid asked, oh, did you swing on it already? And me and my brother went, yeah, of course. Of course we did. Your turn. Go ahead. And so this kid... he swung out on the vine, and it didn't break. It was great. And he came back, and he was like, oh, that's awesome. And we're like, oh, this is so great. It works perfectly. Everything's good. And then he goes again. He just gets a running start on it. He goes way back, swings as hard as he can, swings super far out. And, like, at the apex of his swing, the vine snaps, and he just plummets right into the thorn bushes.
Ah.
And we just hear him, like, hit. You know, like, how, like, kids sometimes squeak when they make an impact?
Oh, God.
I just remember hearing this, ah! Like a squeaky toy.
Oh no.
Can we hear him like start crying in the bush because he doesn't know whether to move to get out of it, or like because every time he's moving it hurts. And to us it looks like he just went into like the jaws of like spinning blades of death. I'm sure that like childhood brain made this much more distorted. He like managed to find his way out, like he's crying as he's trying to crawl out, and then he just like gets out of the bushes and you see like thorns sticking out all over him. He's got like little trails of blood running down. He's like, I'm gonna go home now. Just like, okay, bye. And so me and my brother thought we were in so much trouble that we decided to bury the saw because we didn't want anyone thinking that we did it.
What the?
Like, legitimately, there's a saw buried by a tree in the woods, like, by my childhood home. If anyone finds it, you know what happened there, and you can't tell a soul. So, that's a little mini story.
The burying of the saw is a concerning instinct. That's a very murdery instinct.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. We were kids. We didn't know what to do. We thought we were in trouble. Best to hide the evidence.
Fair, I guess, but, like, damn.
I think the kid's alive. Who knows?
The squeak is a very identifiable thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm pretty sure I did a lot of those squeaks when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, not to dominate this episode, but there's actually another similar thing. It's a much quicker story.
Go for it.
Yeah.
So when me and my brother were slightly older, we were staying over at my mom's apartment, and the apartment complex has a lake outside. It's the middle of winter, so the lake is kind of frozen over.
Oh, hell yeah.
So me and my brother were like testing the edges, and we step out a little bit and it's holding our weight, and it's holding really well. The only problem is in the center, we definitely see that the center is not frozen, so we stay away from the center. But over time, as we're playing, we get a little closer and a little closer, and you know, we're sliding around, we're having fun, throwing snowballs and whatnot. And this other kid comes over and he's like, hey, you guys playing out there? And we're like, yeah, come on, it's safe. And so he comes out and he's playing and it's fine at first. And then, you know, he asks us like if it's safe near the hole in the center. And we're like, yeah, it's good. It's good, man. Definitely good.
What the fuck?
So the kid goes near the center and he doesn't go even close, but he gets like kind of close and he just falls right through, right? And so me and it's kind of like the squeak thing again, because you just hear him go like, ah! And then he's down beneath the water, but he comes right back out. Me and my brother do nothing to go near him. He comes back out and he comes out of the water. And I know this seems like we're absolutely terrible, but remember, we're kids. And he crawls out, and me and my brother are just like, we're looking down at the ground as if the ice is going to break beneath our feet at any moment. Like there's going to be that huge, like, glacial crack in the ice that's going to chase right to our legs. And then we're going to look at each other and go, ah! And he comes out and he's just dripping water. And then he's like, well, I'm going to go home now. Like, in a very, it might have been the same kid from the thorn bush.
God,
I'd like
damn,
to think this is the same guy.
Every time anything stupid had to happen, that kid would come around.
And you and your brother looked at each other, and you were like, you know what we have to do? And you started digging a child-sized hole, and you were like, just lay down. And he was like, oh, okay, I have to, I'll just lay down, warm me up. And you buried the kid and never went back. I know how it goes.
The funniest thing was, like, he walks away, and, like, this guy apparently had been watching us from his balcony. This, like, old man was like, hey! You shouldn't play on the ice. And then me and my brother were just like, oh, okay.
As you're like, leaving, you and your brother are just like, oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Really saved us.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
God
damn. So anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to dominate the opening of the episode, but just wanted to give you time to percolate.
Those paint a really interesting picture of you and your brother being like those like demons who try and lead other children to their death.
Yeah.
Like you're doing something that looks fun and some kid shows up, yeah, and is like, hey, is this safe? And you and Tom are just like, yeah, it's safe. Come on, look, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Here, swing on this vine. It's safe. And then you just stand there watching, just like.
Well, I mean, you gotta understand, like, me and my brother's childhood was the same thing, but just to each other. Like, it was always the same. That's how we had that how far up the stairs can you jump off contest. That's how I broke my arm, because it was like we were on the monkey bars and there were other kids there. It just so happened to be my day to fall through the ice when it was how far out the monkey bars can you jump and grab a rung, and I fell and broke my arm. It was just like, you know, every kid takes his turn. You know, you never know who's going to be the one squeaking on the ground when they hit.
I think I actually never had like a severe injury as a kid. And kids are pretty bouncy. Yeah. But like I probably should have. But I don't think I've ever actually broken a bone in my body.
Never.
I don't think so.
I think I might have broken a toe as an adult, like a pinky toe or something. But I never broke like a bone or had to wear a cast or anything growing up either. I had to get stitches twice, but both of those were like freak accidents.
Yeah. I think you assume a lot about what all kids do, Mark.
No, but every kid is dumb and gets in trouble or gets hurt in some way. Like, you know, I'm looking for these kinds of stories. It doesn't have to be you guys.
I can think of like a dumb thing my brother did, and I can think of like a dumb thing I did, but they weren't like necessarily super dangerous.
Well, it doesn't have to be super dangerous. The topic is kids are stupid. You can get anything. If you have your story, I'm ready to hear the titles. I award 1,000 points to myself for my incredible story.
The problem is they're both really short tales. Like, they're not very long.
Sounds like a bunch of excuses. Bob, what do you got?
Kind of in the same situation. I have a couple stories in mind. None of them is, like, particularly a whole story. But I do have a thing about a dirt bike track that I feel like it's promising. I think I'm going to lead with that.
If you want to just make this an entire episode of us sharing stupid stories that are random snippets, because none of my stories are like long either, let's just do that, you know?
Yeah.
Probably. I've got like what? Picture Day.
Picture Day.
And the enemy's treehouse.
Picture Day and the enemy's treehouse. Oh, those are good. You know what? Let's just forget the titles, you know? These stories are so short.
All right. Well, I came up with one, but all right.
Oh, since you did it. No, I've got titles. Don't leave me out of points. Okay. I've got the hurt in the woods and yard darts should not exist.
I want to hear yard darts because I just
I kind of
want to
hear yard darts too.
All right, 5 points.
All right.
Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I could pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff?
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential?
The potential. You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. You could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, let's hear about yard darts.
All right, so I grew up in the same house for basically most of my childhood. We moved there when I was like 4 years old, and I grew up in the same neighborhood. And so I sort of, you know how you get to sort of know the people in your neighborhood? Most of the guys in my neighborhood were bad. Were like not good friends to me. They were all like football players and basketball players, and I was a jock at that point. I mean, I wasn't really. I was always a nerdy little kid, but I played sports, so I kind of knew them from like football or whatever, basketball, soccer, when I was a kid. But so behind my house, there's like a cul-de-sac that curved around. So basically, there's another street behind my house. The neighbor directly behind me was a kid in my grade, and then across from his house is another kid that was like a year or two younger than us. And they were, I don't know if like bullies is completely the right word, but they were essentially like my bullies. But also, as a kid, you can't really go anywhere. So they were like the main friends I had to hang out with at that point. So if anyone out there doesn't know what yard darts are, so people our age and older probably do, but I don't know if they exist anymore. There used to be this, it's like a backyard game. It's like cornhole or like that thing where you smack the ball on the little trampoline and it shoots around like crazy. I don't know what it's called. It's like a backyard game, right? It's meant for like fun, casual, hanging out, play the thing. Yard darts were very heavy, very large versions of the kind of dart that you throw at like a dartboard.
Yeah.
They weighed maybe a few pounds and they had metal pointed tips on them. The idea being you set up like two areas kind of far apart that are basically the targets, and then you toss the yard dart through the air and it gently arcs and sticks in the grass. You know, it lands point down and sticks up and you can see, and you get some points or something. It's a very simple sounding game.
Yeah.
But I feel like just from that description, can you tell why something that weighs 3 pounds and has a metal pointed tip and is meant to be thrown probably shouldn't exist around 6 to 10 year old boys?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I can kind of put two and two together. And apparently that they were banned by Consumer Product Safety Commission in 1988, for the record.
Yeah, well, they're incredibly fucking dangerous.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures of them. They look dangerous.
Even adults who are doing it safely, you could get a yard dart through your foot if you're playing in sandals and someone hucks one, you know, a little too far. It's so dangerous.
They are literally responsible for the deaths of children, which is why they got banned.
Yeah, exactly. Fun game. Arrows that you throw. It's great. Throw them hard, kids. Up in the air.
Big, heavy arrows you throw towards other people. Super fun.
I'll catch it with my teeth. Ah.
Yeah.
Just imagine cornhole, but with like spiked cannonballs. Just like, yeah. Got it.
So anyway, that existed, and the neighbor who was probably the most like sort of bully to me, he was not a nice guy and he treated me really poorly, but we hung out all the time. He owned the yard darts, and also since we're all football players, there's this game that football players and a lot of people I guess probably are familiar with called like 500 or other names of it, where a group of kids stands together and one person is like it, they have the ball, and you throw the ball up in the air and you say like 100 points. And whoever catches it gets 100 points. And the first person out of the herd of children to get to 500 points then becomes the thrower, right?
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of rules. You can make it dead or alive. So it's like, ooh, even if it hits the ground, you can still get the points. So it's a dead scramble and everybody elbows each other. Well, so imagine that game mixed with like the yard dart game.
Uh-huh.
Except the only reward is you live. If you don't get hit by the dart, you live.
That's motivating.
And that's it. And so whoever is the biggest piece of shit takes a yard dart, and whoever is the dumb idiots who hang around with their bullies all the time group up at the other end of the yard, and the bully is like, all right, don't move till I throw it. It's not fun unless it's dangerous. You got to stay closer together, closer, smaller target. And like literally, this kid would just throw yard darts at us.
Oh.
And I think I got hit once on like the calf. It was like a glancing blow, but it still made a big gash on my calf.
Yeah.
But that's just like the dumbest thing. One, who would do like that kid, if he had hit one of us in the head throwing the yard darts,
uh-huh.
He's a murderer. He is an 8-year-old murderer. And he has absolutely no concern for that. But like all of us were participating. I heard him be like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to play 500, but I'm going to use these yard darts. And you guys just get out of the way, right? Just don't let it hit you. And I heard that and I'm like, all right. And continued to do multiple times. We played that more than once.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I should be dead. And kids are terrifying.
No, man, that just reminds me of all the different like childhood toys that are now banned just because they were too incredibly dangerous. Like I'm looking up some of these, like the old, I don't know if they do these anymore. You know, those like you make candy in like this big science lab type of things. And like the candy was like this gummy stuff that you flow through test tubes and all this shit.
Ugh.
And apparently it was horrific choking hazards.
That actually makes me physically gag.
I mean, the candy was fucking awful.
No, like, I know. Like they were, I remember.
And it's just like a kid can't differentiate between what's a toy and what's a piece of equipment and like the crafting of said candy.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'm just looking at some of the toys recently that were banned. Like there's Avengers, like Black Panther claws with like actually sharp claws. So, of course,
no.
A kid put his hand in it and just fucking tore up the other kids. Oh my God.
I don't feel like this is that dangerous, but my favorite toy that I believe has been banned. You remember Sky Dancers?
Yeah.
They're like little fairy ballerina figurines. And it's kind of like a Beyblade, except it flies instead of being on the ground. It starts on a thing and you pull the cord and it spins and flies like a little helicopter.
Yeah, of course.
Except they get sucked into wherever the air currents are going. And if there's a fire, the air is being drawn to the fire and then up and out the chimney.
Yeah.
So if you do them in like a room with a fireplace that's on, it just gets sucked into the fire and kids are chasing their new Skydancer toy into the fire.
Yeah, yeah.
There's that like classic meme of the girl. It's like Christmas. There's a Christmas tree and she has the obviously new toy and launches it first time and it just goes right into the fire. Like 2 seconds and she's just like, no!
Oh my god, there was a toy called the Clackers. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but I vaguely remember this being in like random like daycares or shit. It's like this kind of thing that you just two plastic balls and you just like slap them together and they go clack 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 clack.
You know? Oh yeah.
So apparently in the 60s and the 70s they weren't just like plastic, they were made of acrylic and they were just on two strings, and so you clack them together and at some point the acrylic could explode and it would send jagged shards of acrylic surging into people's eyes and oh my god and what fun clacking two balls together. Oh boy. Oh, slap bracelets!
Oh, dude.
Oh, I remember those, yeah.
Slap bracelets are dangerous. Those are awesome.
Yeah, but, like, people slap them so much the metal gets exposed, so it's just a sharp metal edge inside.
A razor you're meant to slap on your own wrist all the time.
Yeah. Easy Bake Ovens went through a couple. I don't know if those are still a thing, but people would get their fingers. Kids got their fingers stuck in the door, and then they had to replace it with, like, a thing with a grate, and I think that still caused more problems.
Oh, definitely. I believe it. Yeah.
I just looked this up. Apparently, there was a toy called Atomic Energy Laboratory that contained actual traces of radioactive elements.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
A lab set released by the A.C. Gilbert Company in 1950 intended to create a kit so that children could create and watch chemical reactions, get inspired to pursue careers in science. But the kit had to be pulled in 1951 as it actually contained samples of uranium.
Whoops.
Hey, you got something we can put in this kit that glows?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you got some uranium. Oh, yeah. Here, kids.
Oh. I know just the thing.
Dude, I had a bunch of these. I didn't know the Burger King Pokemon balls were banned. Those were good, man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the radioactive kit. I was like, I played with this all the time.
No. But magnetics, man. Magnetics were banned? No, I love magnetics.
Magnetics? Oh, no.
It's like, you've seen those? It's kind of like building blocks. It's kind of like erector set. It's like panels with magnets on the corners, and then you connect them together with balls, like little bearings.
Right.
And you can build.
No. It was a big freaking problem. Kids will eat anything, like literally anything. And that was the problem with like water beads, you know, the things that just like absorb water and they grow bigger.
That will explode your stomach.
Yeah, exactly. Kids eat them and then just like fucking. I mean, an 8-month-old ate them and had to get surgery because they just kind of swell up big with water and you have water in you. So.
I didn't know about this one, but in 2007, I guess Hannah Montana had a card game come out, and the card game was pumped full of lead. It had 75 times the safe amount of lead in the card game.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I would assume that would be zero, so it's impressive they got 75 times zero amount of lead.
40 parts per million is, I guess, the amount you cannot have more than. So it was 75 times 40 parts per million.
God, I don't know why that's so funny. Hannah Montana came out with a card game. 14 children died. Like, just Jesus God. Christ. The jump from one to another is so fucking funny.
Oh, I had never seen this, but this is amazing. Have you guys seen kite tubes yet?
No.
Kite tubes? No.
It's like an inner tube that's designed to be pulled behind a boat, which normally it sits on the water. You sit on top of the tube. You pull it with the boat. Super fun. This is one of those that's designed to generate aerodynamic lift.
Oh, no.
And it would just go like 10, 20 feet in the air, but it's you're not strapped into that. You sit on top of those and hold onto a handle.
Holy shit.
So you just have your kid up on a tube 20 feet in the air above water going 20 miles an hour. Then they slam down.
Oh, they don't just drop it. Probably just whips them straight into the water. Ew. Like just, oh my God, 3 people died. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I mean, honestly though, I kind of want to try it. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it looks fun, but it does look incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. Quote, it just all depends on the conditions. It's okay, but you've got to be careful.
Anyway, lawn darts are terrifying and kids are morons. And yeah. I can't believe I'm alive, but I did it. I survived lawn darts.
Good God.
This Gilbert company had another dangerous product where you could blow glass, which had to be at 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit to blow. Here, have some uranium and molten glass, children.
Gilbert.
Wait, I'm seeing another.
God, Gilbert is Aperture Science of the 1950s.
Another Gilbert Caster Kit Jr. casting lead figures. You create molten lead and then pour it into cast to cast figurines out of lead. What the hell, man?
Oh, no.
God damn. The picture is a kid with no safety gear whatsoever, no mask or respiratory stuff, just pouring molten lead into a cast and playing with it. Gilbert, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, my God. Okay, so this kind of goes deeper. Alfred Carlton Gilbert was an American inventor, athlete, magician, toy maker, and businessman. But he was best known for making the Erector set, which is like metal connects or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Erector set's dope.
Yeah.
God, he founded Misto Manufacturing, a manufacturer of magic sets. I think this guy might have just been a wizard or something. Like, he was just trying to hide in plain sight. Like, good God. Nickname, the man who saved Christmas.
I think this dude might actually secretly hate children. Like, he's just sitting there like, all right, what else can we have these stupid fucking kids do?
Molten glass, uranium.
Crystal meth. Everybody loves crystal meth. Let's make a kit. Where you use your parents' oven and the appropriate chemicals to refine and then create crystal meth. And then the kids can sell it and make a little money to support their family.
Yeah. Wow. This guy also won gold in the pole vault in the 1908 London Olympics.
Wow.
He had a movie made about him. No, a biography. The man who changed how boys and toys were made.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, give them a little uranium. They're made different after that.
No, there was a movie in 2002. The man who saved Christmas, the movie.
Saved Christmas.
The man who saved Christmas.
Oh, my God.
What?
Blow some glass, little Timmy.
TV movie about A.C. Oh, my God. Jason Alexander plays A.C. Gilbert?
What?
George Costanza from Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, the actor, plays A.C. Gilbert
in
that movie. Also starring Kelly Rowan, Ari Cohen, C. David Johnson, or Jane Eastwood. I'm knowing these people in decreasing extents. But freaky Jason Alexander was in the movie.
Wow. That is something special.
I kind of want to watch that.
Apparently Burger King had to recall their Pokeball toys from the Pokemon stuff back in 1999. Apparently people choked, like the suction from the Pokeball gets stuck to their face and a couple of kids died from that. I didn't know that one either.
Yeah.
I had those. I love those toys.
I think I still do somewhere.
Yeah. Were they the one with like that had the gold plated Pokemon cards in them or something like that?
I think those might have been the later iteration. The one that's pictured at least is just one that has like one of the fat Pikachu models in it. It's like a cheap looking plastic Pokeball.
Yeah. God. Oh,
we're
man.
Gonna watch this movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch the movie. I'm looking at things like that. They're just like dumb shit that kids do. And do you guys remember, like, I didn't do it as a kid, but I imagine if I had known about it, I would have. And maybe even talking about this is terrible. You know what? I'm not gonna talk about this. We are not advocating here on Distractable anything that kids don't do stupid shit.
I feel like you have to talk about it now. What the hell is that?
No, it's probably everybody knows. It's where you like bend over and you like breathe really heavily and then you like take in a big breath and you stand up straight and you like squeeze as hard as you can. It'll like make you pass out or something like that. Like just like passing out is not a hard thing to do. Like, cause I sometimes squat down on the floor and then I'll stand up and I'm about to pass out. Like it's not a difficult thing to do, but it's just like, why as a kid is it just like, holy shit, I can pass out. And it's like, why is that like a desire?
I don't know. I guess cause you see it happen in a movie or something. You're like, oh man, that's cool. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. Everyone loves Mint Mobile, and it's time for more Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
If you say a word too much, it doesn't sound like a word anymore. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Did you know Mint Mobile has unlimited talk and text?
Everyone knows Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a 3-month plan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows you can save with Mint Mobile.
mintmobile.com/distractable. Use distractable. Use the slash distractable. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractable. That's mintmobile.com/distractable. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for the first 3 months only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractable. That's rocketmoney.com/distractable. rocketmoney.com/distractable. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Here's a story that's 100% true. And it's about how accounting is a great choice of career. Here's the facts.
With accounting, you'll have flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets, and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community.
Want to start an exciting new chapter? Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom.
Do more. Live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
I guess I got to go through my stories,
yeah,
but real quick before
yeah,
I
let's
do,
bring this
there
back
was
around.
An actual
Bob
flubber.
Hang on, wait.
This is related to their toys.
You're out of line. You're out of line, man. You're out of line.
You're out of line.
Don't you dare.
Hit me.
Don't
take some
talk
points.
Back to me.
I want you to hurt me.
You don't even have any points.
Okay.
You have 0 points.
Take some away anyway.
And it could stay that way. It could stay that way.
I don't want any points. I don't want your points. They're tainted points. They're like Gilbert points.
Gilbert was a hero. An American hero. We all know that.
A.C. Gilbert saved Christmas, you blasphemer.
Go blow some glass.
Anyway, Bob, 50 points. Good job.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. All right, wait.
How do I get?
Nothing so far. Right. But, you know, that depends on how good your story is.
Well, not all that great. So I guess the shorter one. So it was like the day before picture day. I was probably, well, I guess we were probably around the same age. So we were probably like fourth, fifth grade. And my brother was probably like first grade. And my mom had taken us out to get like haircuts, get cleaned up, made sure we had clothes for picture day. Cause it was always a big thing. Cause you know, picture day meant that that was a picture that was going in the yearbook. And then you got all those little pictures that you'd give family and the bigger ones you'd put in the family frames and stuff like that. And we got home. I think my mom was working on dinner. I was hanging out playing video games. And it was like time to eat. And my mom calls us in like, hey guys, time to come grab your food. So I come in, start dipping up. She's dipping up and we're like, huh. Where's Zach? That's my brother, my little brother. And Zach? Nothing. Huh. Maybe he went and like fell asleep. We go down the hallway toward his bedroom and the bathroom door's closed. And we're like, oh, okay. Maybe he's just using the restroom. And we hear like a... It was a noise we didn't really... We understood the cutting noise. The other one we didn't really know. And we're like, Zach? And he's like, I'm busy. We're like, what are you doing in there? Nothing. And... Dude, at this point, my mom's opening the door because she knows that he's up to no good. And she opens the door, and even though he'd just gotten a haircut, he's got a pair of scissors, and he has his hair cut all kinds of weird and uneven. And he's got a permanent marker that he's marking all over his face the day before picture day. Because I guess he decided he wanted to be a Native American for picture day. So he was trying to give himself some haircut. I don't know. He thought he was cutting his hair to look like a... I don't know what. And he was trying to give himself like facial tattoos with the permanent marker, which, you know, as a kid, what he did was just squiggle permanent marker all over his face.
Wait, how old was he?
First grade,
you said, right?
First grade. Okay, so
six
real
years
young.
Old.
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
young.
A little kid.
I wish I could, I mean, like, I don't have the pictures on me, but I wish I could show the pictures because my mom had to shave his head. So I had to fully shave his head and we couldn't quite get the permanent marker gone. So they were not great pictures.
Oh my God.
That was a really minor story that I remembered.
Yeah.
I lived on a street I guess it's around the same age, maybe a little bit older. I was probably more like 8 or 9. And I lived at like the beginning of my street. And then about, I don't know, 13 houses, 14 houses down was the end of the street where I had a friend who lived there. And we used to go to each other's houses all the time. We had like those Razor scooters we would ride around. And sometimes I'd pack up, like I had a PlayStation, I'd pack up like in a plastic bag, which probably wasn't very safe in hindsight, just ride it down to his house on my scooter. But neither one of us really had a great yard for a treehouse. We had like one tree in our yard. And he had a bunch of trees, but they were all like, the branches were way too high for us to do anything with. But we really wanted a treehouse. And halfway between our houses, there was a house on the left that was hidden behind just a row of pine trees. And those pine trees were real easy to climb up into. Like the branches were low, they were nice and thick, sturdy. We'd go climb in them sometimes and hang out. So we decided we were going to grab all of the big sticks and limbs from our yards and take them to our neighbor's yard and build a treehouse. So on our scooters, we made like, it had to have been 10 to 20 trips back and forth from our houses, just bringing our dead limbs to this neighbor's yard. And we started trying to construct a treehouse with no nails, no nothing. We just literally laid sticks across different branches and tried to build this treehouse. And eventually, I guess the neighbor caught on that something weird was going on because he came over and we had just a mound of garbage in their yard. And all of these limbs laid across a couple branches that we were trying to stand on that were definitely not thick enough to be stood on.
Oh, God.
And the dude basically just comes out, screams at us to get the hell out of there. We never went to his yard again. Again, this isn't like a super high-end story, just a stupid thing we did of trying to build a treehouse in a neighbor's yard. So not a climactic ending other than getting yelled at, but in hindsight, trying to build a treehouse in a neighbor's yard, not our finest moment.
That. I mean, I've done tons of stuff in neighbors' yards that we weren't supposed to do. I mean, it was like this one, our neighborhood, one house had like a hill, like a good hill. And so we would always sneak over to that house and we would go down that hill in every way we can. In the winter, it was sliding, but in the summer, that didn't stop us. So, you know, those red wagons, wagons that apparently everyone has.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we would just like take that up all the way to the top. We would take off the sides. You know, we didn't want those getting in the way. And we would ride that bad boy down the hill. And when I say hill, maybe this is kid brain, but I'm pretty sure it was like a 50-degree drop down this hill. Like, by the time we got down to the bottom, which was just trees, by the way, so we had to try to stop before we got to the trees, which we would hit. And so, like, we would just, like go down there all the time. And, oh, the reason we took down the sides is because when we wiped out, which we did, because that's the only way to stop it, it really hurt when you hit those wooden sides. So we'd like our collarbones would like across the road, and we'd just be tossed out. And like I imagine the neighbors looking out and seeing these kids just screaming down there, like, and then like they fling out, and I bet our limbs like cartwheeling through the air, and then we sit on the ground for a second, get back up, and then push the cart back up the hill to do it all over again. Like it's just, oh man, being a kid and being invulnerable was great.
I mean, that sounds fun. No, I'm just saying that sounds really fun. I'm into that.
We had a swimming pool a little bit later on, and I remember we decided that doing belly flop seemed like a good idea, but we thought we'd up the ante, and my mom had these like pool floats that sat just on the top of the water to where if you were like laying on them, a layer of like water would go on your back too, but you'd still like be floating. Yeah. And we were like, those are perfect. And I remember we tried to belly flop on those a couple times, and it hurt like no fucking other, because you jump off the diving board. Of course, you didn't just jump off the side. You had to go off the diving board and then belly flop onto a mat that had like just a thin layer of water on top, and then it was just a fucking mat.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
That was another dumb one.
Speaking of swimming pools, so I had some, I forget if it was family or friends of family in Michigan. We would go up for like, that's where most of my family was. So we'd go up to Michigan all the time in the summer for holidays. And we had this one house we would go to that had like one of those above ground circular pools.
Yeah.
Where it was like, it wasn't that deep and it wasn't that large, you know? And inevitably, when enough kids got in the pool, that thing would happen where someone was like, let's all run in the same direction and turn it into a whirlpool. Yeah. And like, I'm a big kid, but I was always like one of the younger kids in this group. So all the teenagers would start doing this, and I'm like, my head is above water, but I'm like standing on my toes, like barely above the water as it is. And I'm like down. The whirlpool is fun, right? there was always the same progression of the whirlpool for me as the one of the smaller kids, where it starts and you're like, oh, I feel it. Like if you stop moving for a second, it still pulls you along and you're like, yes, yeah, it's working. But all the teenagers are like, faster. Come on. Like they're all like, you know, puberty roided out. Teenagers are like, I can go faster. They're going like full speed. There's always a turning point where like I'm running. My feet aren't touching the ground anymore. I'm kind of floating. Now I'm in the center spinning. And it goes from like being in a fun thing that everyone's doing to the teenagers making a toilet that's flushing the small children into the center. And all the small kids are like bouncing off each other in the middle, just like, oh, this is fun. Like, and you're like, you're probably not going to drown. But like, as a kid, you're kind of like, oh, ooh, fun, but scary. Ooh, mostly scary. Oh, man. But like, I'm not going to tell them to stop. That's not cool.
Yeah, I don't know why, I just remember this. Wade, were you there? Tyler was over in LA one time, and we were over at the pool. And then he was like, Tyler was like, hey, let's all run in a circle around the pool. And I was like, super cool. Like, yeah, but the pool was way too fucking big to do this. It was like an apartment pool. And so we're just like, and there's only like five of us. So we're all like running in a circle around the pool. Like, yeah, yeah, we're going to get to work. It's going to be great. And I just remember like, I'm having an out of body experience of this memory. Like, did we look like fucking idiots to all the other apartments that must have been looking down
yes,
at us?
Absolutely.
100%.
Like, just like, were you there?
I don't
Wade?
Think I was there for that one, unfortunately.
Oh,
no.
God, no.
Thank God.
That's 100% one of those situations where it's like a TV show, right?
Yeah.
But one shot is you down in it and it's like sloshing and you guys are looking at each other, making eye contact and running, and then cut to like the third floor balcony. Someone's sitting there having a coffee, just looking just like, wow, fucking idiots.
Wait, I might have been there.
Yeah, I thought you were there.
Oh, God, this memory I thought I'd blocked out just came back of us running in a...
But, I mean, like, I don't know why now I'm looking at it and thinking that it was dumb, because at the moment I remember it being like, oh, yeah, we're going to make a whirlpool. But then, like, we tried for, like, 30 minutes or something, and it was, like, not moving the water in it.
Yeah, there were, like, five of us total in the pool, and it was a big, like, public pool, and we didn't do anything.
I know. And I'm like, I'm not knocking Tyler for the idea. We were all on board with it, but now I'm just like, gosh. Were we an idiot? Did we look dumb?
We needed like 13 more people for it to even be possible to start that thing.
100%. There were like three people who either watched you for a while or saw you at some point and walked away and were just like, oh my God. These idiots. Yeah.
If this is the place I'm thinking of, it was kind of like later in the evening or night too. So like...
That was exactly it. Yeah, that was exactly
man.
It. Oh, good times.
Fun
good
stuff,
times.
Man.
Fun stuff.
It was a nice pool.
Yeah, no, not bad. Not
sounds
bad.
Like you really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Like we were 7 years old again.
Did you guys... So, God. Mark, you try and hurt yourself. I don't know what your deal is. Wade, did you ever have anything that happened to you when you were a kid that, like, you should have, like, broken your spine or something? Because I have this memory of... I think it was maybe my birthday. I don't know. I got this thing. It was essentially a boy's dollhouse, right? It's like a castle, but it, like, opened up in the back, and you had little figurines, and you could play in the castle, and, like, the drawbridge would go down. It was, like, a whole playset sort of deal. When I was a little kid, like, I was maybe in second or third grade. So it was like, if I picked it up, it was taller than my head. It was a few feet tall, and I was a short, little-ish kid. And I just got really excited. I was playing with it in, like, the family room where everyone's hanging out. And at some point, I'm just making a huge mess, being really loud and annoying. And at some point, the adults are like, hey, buddy, why don't you bring that downstairs? Why don't you clean that up? Why don't you bring that cool toy away from us? Mm-hmm. And I just was like so hype about this toy that I had that I just hucked everything inside. I closed up the castle thing and just picked it up and was like, okay, and just went to run downstairs. And I swear to God, I tripped 6 inches before even taking the first step down the stairs to the basement and went head over heels, tumbling around the castle and landed in a heap with it on top of me at the bottom. Just like, I didn't even move. And I was just like, am I dead? Am I dead? And like my dad came down and was like, what the hell? Because all the adults heard was, you know, insane racket of child falling downstairs. Yeah. But then he sees me and it's a whole thing. Not a scratch. I laid there for a minute and then dad looked at me and he's like, I don't know, call the ambulance. And I stood up and I was like, yeah, I think I'm fine. And just went and played. And like, if I did that as an adult, I would be fucking dead. If I fell down a half flight of stairs in my current physical condition, yeah. I would never be the same again. I would be ruined.
Oh, man. I don't know why I just thought of this, but there was one time when I was a kid where I wasn't stupid. It was like the first time I made a cold, calculated decision. And I know that sounds weird, but I was like 9 or 10 or... No, I must have been like 10 or 11. Somewhere in that range, right at the cutoff. But my dad was dating this terrible person who I have no problem saying is a terrible, horrible person. Awful, terrible human being.
Wow, rough.
If we read the morning newspaper comics before them, they discovered that we did, and then they burned the comics after they read it every time. That's how terrible this person
That's
was.
A weird
that
reaction.
We, children, if we read the morning comics before her, she started to burn them after she read them. That's how terrible this person is. And that is just, that's the most minor thing that she did. And so one day, she's driving me to the grocery store, and I want this, like, toy, like, little dart gun. You know, it's a, it shoots little sticky darts.
Yeah, like a cheapo little suction cup pistol, right? Like,
Gotcha. A little pistol, got little suction cups things on them. And so I open it in the car, and I shoot it to the front windshield. I'm in the backseat. And this person does not like this very much. So they turn around, and they say, like, you know, they yell at me, like, hey, don't do that. And so, like, I point the gun at her. And then she's looking at me, like, with this expression, like, and she says, you won't shoot me. And in my head, and again, I'm 10 years old at this time, I look inside of myself and I ask myself, am I prepared for all of the unbelievable consequences that this action is about to unleash upon me? And the answer that was tossed forward from the back of my mind was, yes, I am. And I pulled the trigger and shot her dead between the eyes. It didn't stick. I wanted it to stick on her forehead so badly, but it didn't. And then she was like so pissed. We were at a stoplight, and then she just fucking spins the car around in a U-turn for some reason, I guess to go back in the parking lot so that she could scream at me for a bit. But the whole time I was just like, that might be the first cold calculated decision I've ever made. And I was in so much trouble. I was in so much trouble after that one.
Was it worth it?
Oh, God, yeah, I'd do it again now. I would get, like, a dart minigun right now. I would just blast it. I know that she's probably extremely old and or dead right now, but just like... Terrible person. Stole my dad's car.
Stole your dad's car? What the hell?
Yeah, after they broke up, because, you know, they were terrible. So, stole my dad's car.
God damn.
Just a really horrible human being. Anyway.
Well, you asked me if I did anything stupid where I should have, like, died or broken a bone. I don't know what age I was, so it might be a little bit older. But I do remember I had a friend who had these, like, exercise balls. I think his mom, like, used exercise, like, balls to, like, you know, I don't know what the hell you do on them because I don't really know much. I think you sit on them and I don't fucking know. But we decided that the best way to use them was to go into their family room where they had, like, a coffee table and all this, like, wooden furniture with a lot of jagged edges and a brick fireplace. And to compete to see who could jump, land, and stand on them the longest and try to maintain their balance. And, I mean, just to cut to the chase, nothing terrible ever ended up happening. It almost did many times because this is something we did on not one occasion, but probably like 5 to 10 occasions. But yeah, we got more and more brave the less anything bad ever happened. And it got to the point where we would do like sprinting starts, run, jump, trying to hit our head on the doorway, land on one of these balls, balance ourselves. And it would always end with like bouncing off or going flying somewhere. And we'd hit our back against something like, oh, but you know, to be tough, it's like, oh, I'm fine. I can do it again right now. But in hindsight, looking at all of the sharp things, the glass, the bricks, just the thought of, you know, bouncing off and landing on our backs and things, like, probably should have broken something, probably should have cut something, needed stitches, been murdered. Don't recommend anyone doing that, but at the time it was really fun, and we had zero consequences and never learned anything from our actions.
Sounds super fun.
Oh, God, you know, someone's got to get hurt. Someone's got to get hurt. By the way, speaking of getting hurt, guys, do you want to play lawn darts with this thing that I just found for some reason?
The lawn dart launcher?
It's a stinger dart launcher. A tactical, I love the word tactical in anything. Tactical ballistic dart gun launcher blaster. No, stinger tactical ballistic dart gun launcher blaster.
Sure.
These images are terrifying.
It comes in 4 colors. They're beautiful.
Oh, those are safeties. Oh, those are long, slender darts.
Yeah, that is a murder dart. That is a five-pronged murder dart, or five murder darts.
There are five separate ones. Oh. It looks like a... Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I think we should play essentially laser tag, but with those. Everyone gets one on each wrist, so you get 10 shots total. Just release us into a warehouse filled with rusty, pointy stuff, and one standing wins.
Ooh. Just this whole website is just a nightmare.
Yeah, so what? This is bladeaddict.com. Oh, yeah, man. Wow. Look at all these things that look really good.
Oh, my God. I want American flags on my tomahawks. That makes sense.
Oh, I love the sword section.
Oh, there's a sword section.
Oh, just so many good swords.
Oh, my God. God, I've never imagined myself as a sword guy. I just don't see the appeal. However, I do have bed knife, which is a sword I got from the Renaissance Festival. These are way too cheap. $35 for a sword.
They're probably like cast aluminum or something. Like, what do these say what they are?
It says high carbon steel for $50. I don't believe you.
No way that's a 440 stainless steel blade for $35 for two 23-inch like machetes.
Well, you know, the Middle Ages are over, so deflation is probably in effect.
But an 18-inch full tang machete, the metal, for $25, the metal alone costs more than that.
I feel like we're doing a sponsorship for this company. These prices are so unbelievably low. If you use the code DISTRACTABLE, you might as well be getting it for free.
No, I think we're talking mad shit about this company.
Yeah.
I kind of want to buy one of these now just to see how garbage it is.
This feels like the Soldier Store of knives, like this whole thing. I'm not going to lie. Dude's great. We haven't done a soldier update on this show, but man, we should. How are you doing? Wait, you had a soldier update recently, didn't you?
There was one like a few days ago. Let me see what it was. It was nothing too crazy. It wasn't like episode worthy for a whole episode, but...
This is the website where you get butterfly knife combs from. I always wondered about that. Did you guys have that friend when you were kids who had like a switchblade comb or like a butterfly knife comb where, you know, it looks like a knife, but then they're like, and then it's just a comb for their hair. But every teacher ever would see that and be like, no, you do not bring that to school. I'm keeping that till the end of the day. And the student was always like, a bitch.
Oh, man, the comb. I fucking love the comb.
God, this is where you get that. This is that website where all those... Well, but so... I always wondered that, right? Because this didn't exist. Like, what do kids now have access to that we didn't have access to? Because there was the one place that I knew of as a kid where you could get, like, a knife. If you were just really desperate to have a knife, because kids like that for some reason. There was a local, like, game shop. It was right next to, like, a Chinese and Asian cultural shop where they had, like, you know, Lucky Cats and tea sets and just, like, a variety of things from, like, Pacific Asian sort of countries. And I didn't know anything about it. But in the back of that shop, they had one glass case with all these, like, pocket knives and switchblades and things. And that was the place where they didn't give a fuck how young you were. If you walked in and had the cash and you were like, that knife, here's the cash, the guy behind the counter was just like, all right, here's your knife. You're supposed to be like 18.
That guy don't care. Business is business and business is good.
Yeah, $40 is $40 and he doesn't care. These knives are cheap from China knockoffs. He paid $5 each. Give me the cash.
Oh my God. This is beautiful. Anyway, sorry. What is the soldier update?
All right. So he spent $200,000 on a car, a Maybach truck.
Maybach is a pretty high-end brand.
And then started complaining about how ugly it was and how much he disliked it. So basically he dropped $200,000 on a truck just to talk about how much it was a terrible truck and not worth buying. And I guess he had some kind of showdown, a versus battle, I don't know, with Bow Wow, which he almost got canceled because of something that happened with security. I was trying to catch up on all the news here and I was seeing if there was anything else. Every like day, there's a soldier update of some kind. It's just a matter of digging deep to find the juicy bits in there.
He's always up to something. Man, if he did daily vlogs, he'd be great.
I mean, he invented Logan Paul. I don't know if you knew that.
He invented Logan Paul?
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Why did he do that?
He invented?
Yeah, back in 2015, he took a photo with him, which made him the Logan Paul he is today, apparently.
My God.
He's the reason existence itself occurs.
Whoa. He is Logan Paul's true father.
Yeah.
Who knew? God, does that explain a lot, or does that make it more confusing?
I don't know. I've got like 30 articles open to scan through different little tidbits about Soulja Boy just to get those sweet, juicy nuggets.
Oh my God.
Imagine, though, spending $200,000 on something and be like, yeah, I kind of hate it.
Wait, this is just so weird. I don't want to click on this website, but the headline is Soulja Boy heavily dating Kim Kardashian.
Heavily
what
dating?
Does heavily dating mean?
Wow.
What does heavily dating mean?
Oh my God.
Well, you gotta click to find out.
I don't want to make it so many viruses. I'm clicking on it. Here I go. I'm going in.
Heavily dated.
Ah! It's fine. Oh, it's not. Oh, it's not fine. It's not fine. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. There's a lot of ads. It looks weird. This website feels wrong. I'm linking to it for you guys. It seems safe.
Oh, thanks.
I'll let you talk about it.
Looks safe.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But the font is weird and the sizing is odd and everything is wrong.
You're not convincing me to click on this.
No, click on it. It's fine.
Oh, whoa. What happened?
I know. It's weird.
This is like if an AI made a news website.
It's strange. I don't get it. What's wrong with this website? Must certainly face many proposals from men. Among the approaches identified, that of Soulja Boy is undoubtedly the most offbeat to date. Soulja Boy trolls again. I invented Logan Paul. I don't know. Dredging quite heavily the future. Dredging quite heavily the future ex-wife of Kanye West?
Wow. Maybe that means something. I don't know what it means, but I don't think any person should dredge another person. It doesn't sound good. I have to say, I didn't know Kim Ye had broken up.
I didn't either.
Is that real?
Yeah, I think so.
This is a brand of news I don't dive into all that often, but when I do, I always feel like I'm in over my head.
All right.
How'd we go from kid accidents to Soulja Boy?
I don't know, man.
That is the essence of Distractable, my friend, and I will award points for getting us there.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait, you're hosting?
I'm hosting.
You guys should have a versus battle.
Okay, it's time to tally the points because this episode is running a little long. This week's episode, I'm going to award points based on how distracted we got and how many tangents we walked upon. Bob, I know that we went on several tangents and we got to the interesting territory of Alfred Gilbert and discovering about his life and the man who stole Christmas and the movie thereof. Or the man who didn't steal, who
the
saved
man who
Christmas.
Stole Christmas. A.C. Grinchbert, the man who stole Christmas.
I want to add that I brought up the two Gilbert products.
Yeah, you brought up one of the Gilbert products, the glass blowing. I think the other one,
uranium.
No, the chemistry. No, that was Bob, was it not? No,
nope.
I brought up the lead smelting one.
Right, the lead smelting.
You brought up the radioactive one.
Okay, so I will give credit for Wade on that one. That is a Wade credit.
Thank
so this point for the each set. That's 2 points. I'm wiping the board clean of points. Everyone has 0 points.
Oh,
Wade, 2 points for that. Getting to Alfred Gilbert is another point. Bob, we went on many tangents there. I discovered the dart gun thing, and there was several other that I'm going to give you 1 point for the... No, you keep your point for the first story and the title. The story
was
good.
I am so lost on these points.
No, let him keep going. He's getting there.
I'm getting there. So, Bob, you get a point for the first story. You get a point for the story itself because it led to talking about toys instead of kids just being dumb, which opened up a lot of things. Wade still gets those 3 points. Bob, you get another point because of the... Somehow, something you said got me to the dart blaster gun. Lawn darts, that was it.
Yep,
the lawn darts for the dart. Soulja Update gets a point. Bob, your stories were more substantial and had conclusions, so I'm going to give you 2 points.
All right.
So it's 4-2.
With what I've heard.
Bob's a winner.
I disagree with that part, but I agree with the rest.
I agree with Mark's math.
I'm grading purely on tangents alone, and I think we went on more tangents with Bob.
If anybody on the subreddit can help us calculate the math that we just heard, let us know.
I'm going to come up with a nice grading system for, like, number of tangents. For each, like, branch off, and either one of you can do it, I'm going to actually come up with a better grading system that's, like, for every branch, it's a point. And, like, as farther away we get is, like, total distance traveled.
It's like a pyramid scheme of podcasting.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually going to need a notebook and be like, okay, one branch.
Wait, how much money did we earn then from the scheme?
Oh, you didn't earn any.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Am I schemed?
No. Yeah, you're at the bottom. Oh. You're the hypotenuse. You lose.
Yeah, sorry, man. It's just the way it goes.
I thought pyramid schemes were like equilateral triangle pyramids.
Oh, it's not equal.
No, no.
Oh.
All right. Well, congratulations to Bob on your big win.
Thank you.
Everybody at home can...
That was just me doing Wade's voice. It's okay.
That was really impressive. Extra point for that. I was totally convinced.
Yeah, it sounded just like him, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Wow.
So I guess, Wade, don't even show up next week because Bob can take your spot and do both parts.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going on vacation. Get some lawn darts and have a party.
You can find us here every Monday on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe, join, follow, or whatever it is to keep up with these, or just show up on Monday at midnight when these release. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to us. Hope you had a wonderful drive or whatever you're doing at work. Hope we were able to entertain you for a little bit longer. And if you don't follow this podcast, then we will come find you, and we will subject you to all the horrors that we experienced as a child.
I didn't have many.
Podcast out!
Yeah, Mark, I forgot the outro, damn.
Right, I did.
Is that an extra point? Do I win now?
No, I did my Wade impression. That was my.
Oh, yeah, that was good. It's a little gravelly.
That's good, right?
Man, you guys really don't need me. I've been, like, replaced. Really good.
Are you even real?
I don't need to be anymore.
No, that was me.
Well, I don't need to be anymore.
Sorry. Me again.
I don't think it works as well if you actually talk.
I don't need anymore.
Yeah, you know, I don't need anymore. All right, fine. Podcast out.